Typically hang out around here for today and tomorrow.
They play favorites.
Tampa a little bit for yesterday.
So they haven't done it for like two
Nice. Miles. Yeah, Tampa, beautiful. So
you know, I love Tampa.
I was on South Park today, man.
Tampa, St. Peter's, where I used to hang out.
Yep.
Rudolph, South Park.
Reddington Beach area.
He's on. Yeah, we're ready.
So, time to go. Okay, here we go.
We'll call the meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Kernan?
Yes.
Grandin?
Yep.
Logan?
Yes.
Miller?
Yep.
Soup Smith?
Yes.
Resolution adopting the 28E agreement with the Nishna, is that supposed to be Nishna?
Yes.
Nishna Valley YMCA for operation of the Wellness Center?
Yes, Your Honor. You guys approved the YMCA 2080 agreement at the last council meeting. Upon consultation with Matt Brick, we needed to also adopt a resolution approving it. The reason for the special council meeting and the two items that we're discussing today is because our coordinator or facilitator with our new market tax credit, Steadfast, is going to the largest new market tax credit CDE conference, annual conference, Monday, and would like to have these tools equipped to sell our project to CDE. So that's why we're meeting today. Thank you.
Second. I apologize. I no one made the motion.
Stop apologizing.
I can't help it.
You can apologize a lot.
I know.
That was not good.
Miller?
Yes.
Steve Smith?
Yes.
Grandin?
Yes.
Logan?
Yes.
Kernan?
Yes.
Motion to appoint legal assistance for the new market tax credit process.
Yes, Your Honor, this is, as I mentioned, another item of it. We have to have separate legal counsel that facilitates only a new market tax credit. Once we receive an allocation or a term sheet, Jen, myself, Wes Northquist, and Allison from Steadfast had three meetings with our top RFP contenders this week, and we are going to recommend the hiring of Lothrup, which is a firm out of St. Louis, to be our new market tax credit legal representation. Their fees and expenses are baked into the new market tax credit, so it's not an expense that the city covers up front. We don't pay a retainer. We don't, you know, but we do have to hire them. We needed a motion for at this time to hire them, and there'll be a resolution at the next council meeting allowing them to be the city's legal counsel for new market tax credit.
Heaven forbid it would fall through. We still don't own anything then, or we do then?
We would. Oh, already. But they really don't undertake the legal work until they've got term sheets. So it's really just transactional at that point.
One thing I did get out of the meeting, though, Greg, is, like, if we're in a situation where we're working with an entity and it does fall through, again, Jen said we'd have a term sheet first, which my understanding is they all work really well together to find a replacement for whatever is kind of falling through. It's a very niche market where they all just kind of work as one unit together. So that was kind of something that Allison mentioned, is they do work together if a deal is falling out to find maybe something else that fits better to replace that.
Oh, sounds good.
Right.
Yeah, that I would say all three of the law firms. In addition to Steadfast, I mean, they've always been optimistic about our project, but you almost could see all their eyes lighting up about, like, all the boxes we check because of the rural and the poverty. So, and we asked them directly, all three of them, like, what do you think the odds of success are? And they were all very optimistic about it. So, you know, and they don't want to work on deals that are going to fall through.
Yeah,
fingers crossed and everything. It would be an awesome, awesome thing.
I'll second that motion.
Miller?
Yes.
Grandin?
Yes.
Soup Smith?
Yes.
Kernan?
Yes.
Logan?
Yes.
I would add, too, all of them were excellent. And yes, we told Allison to let the other two know that, too. We legit could have flipped a coin. But it came down to, I think, they're close in the area, St. Louis. Of course, that's where Steadfast is located, so they can have that working relationship. And then the school's attorney, Ehlers and Cooney out of Des Moines, actually recommended this firm to apply with us for the project. And so, you know, of course, they have a great relationship with the school. So there was that Iowa local connection that ultimately I feel like tipped the scale for us.
So Ehlers and Cooney would not be able to respond because of a conflict of interest. And my thought process behind it is probably because they're representing the school on the land, with them gifting the land. So there would be a conflict of interest.
management of the Boulders Event Center.
Hi, yes, Your Honor. The Boulders Commission has a meeting on Monday. What I'm bringing to you guys, just a discussion at this point, no formal motion, but just to make sure that council is aware. One of the items that the commission has requested that I put together for them to review on Monday is a draft of a kind of a request for proposal for people to bring to the commission a proposal on management slash lease slash however, a kind of ideas on how individual entities would envision the facility being run. Again, fully understanding whenever we put anything out for a proposal, it's ultimately up to the commission and council if we want to move forward with that option or if we want to look at other avenues for the future of the facility. But I think that for, you know, the community, you know, the previous donors, the commission, the public, taxpayers, everybody, I think we owe everyone exhausting all efforts. So I just wanted to have this discussion with you that they will be discussing that at their commission meeting and more than likely will put out the request for proposals for people to answer and we'll see if we get any back. And then again, we'll hear those and then make it a determination, or they will make a determination as a commission of a recommendation to council, and then it ultimately is your decision. But I just wanted to make sure you were informed that that would be the discussion happening on Monday.
That sounds like a good one.
Any other discussion on this?
Nope.
Hearing none, the meeting is adjourned.
You guys have a good day.
Yeah.